Here's a look at your news for this Saturday morning. The trial for a former farmhand charged with first-degree murder and the abduction and killing of 20-year-old University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts has now been delayed. The Des Moines Register reported on Friday that 25-year-old Christian Bahena Riviera will face trial on November 11th in Woodbury County. His trial had been set for September 3rd, but was pushed back to give Riviera's attorneys more time to prepare. A judge in March approved his request to have that trial moved about 250 miles away from Poleshoek County to Woodbury County. Riviera is accused of killing Tibbetts, who disappeared while out for a run on July 18th in Brooklyn, Iowa. Investigators recovered her body a month later in a cornfield. Officials say that she was stabbed to death. Riviera, a Mexican national, also is being accused of being in the country illegally. He had worked at a dairy farm just a few miles from where Tibbetts had disappeared. The number of vendors seeking a license to sell fireworks is down slightly this year. State Fire Marshal Dan Wood oversees the licensing process for the state.
We've still got a few trickling in. As of right now, we're at 592. Last year, at the end of the year, we were at 791.
This is the third year that fireworks have been legal again in the state, and Wood says that the market seems to be figuring itself out.
Yeah, I think the last couple of years it's kind of been an experiment for the vendors where, this third year, I think it's probably more what we're going to see going forward is my guess.
Vendors can set up shop in either permanent building or get a permit for a temporary location.
A vast majority are the tents, and we have very few permanent sites.
Last year, he says that they had 35 permanent sites out of the nearly 800 total sites. While it is legal for you to buy fireworks and possess them anywhere in the state, the law leaves it up to local leaders to decide if you can shoot them off in each city. Wood says that they don't get as many phone calls to his office now with questions about where it's legal to shoot them off.
First year we did, and I think after that they got used to the cities were controlling that, so those calls have really went down also.
Those with permanent buildings can sell fireworks between June 1st and July 8th, and those with temporary structures can sell them from June 13th to July 8th. Iowa's unemployment rate in May was at 2.4%. That's unchanged from the last 11 months. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Nearly 41,000 Iowans were unemployed last month. That's about 400 more than were getting unemployment benefits in April. However, the state's unemployment rate remains steady since more than 31,000 people have entered Iowa's workforce since May of last year. State officials say Iowa businesses added about 1,100 jobs to their payrolls in May, the second consecutive monthly gain after job losses in January, February, and March. Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson.
Bankers surveyed in parts of 10 plains and western states are seeing improvement in the region's farm economy. The Rural Main Street Survey, released on Thursday, shows that the survey's overall index rising from a stunted 48.5 in May to 53.2 this month. Any score above 50 suggests a growing economy, while a score below 50 indicates a shrinking economy. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees that survey and says that higher agriculture commodity prices and rebuilding from recent floods boosted June's index. Goss also noted that despite negative consequences from trade tensions from tariffs, nearly 7 of 10 bank CEOs surveyed support either raising or continuing the Trump administration's current tariffs. Bankers were surveyed from Colorado, Illinois, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North and South Dakota, Wyoming, and Iowa. The issue of nitrate runoff has been in the news quite a bit over the last couple of years, and officials are teaching farmers and landowners various methods on how to greatly reduce that runoff in order to have better quality water. Earlier this week, a conservation field day was held in Owens, and Andrew Comas with the Natural Resources and Conservation Services illustrated to the gathering of farmers what happens when their soil and crop protection product when it rains. Using a rainfall simulator, Comas demonstrated how much runoff can occur on a 6% sloping hillside.
So the rainfall simulator basically lets us show up to 5 different management systems on a small scale and compare just the amount of runoff that comes off small areas versus the amount of infiltration Just because it's hard to compare, you know, whole fields, but when we bring it to that small scale, you can see what each one does differently and how they stack up next to each other.
Como simulated 1 inch of rain over various types of ground, ranging from tilled ground with no cover crop to soybean crop harvested residue and grassland. He had jars to collect both the water that would run off as well as a second collection jar showing how much water would penetrate the soils into the root system.
So on an inch of rain, the no-till field had, you know, the bucket maybe a third full of water. The other three samples had no water that really came off in the runoff bucket for us. The infiltration was about the opposite. The tilled field had virtually no water that went down through, and the other three had between a third to a quarter of the bucket full of water.
A lesson that was being taught was to show farmers the importance of maintaining some type of cover crop residue or cover crops in order to greatly reduce the runoff, as well as to making certain rainfall will penetrate the soils. As part of the rainfall simulator, Comas had a whiteboard behind that display.
So the board on the back is basically to show detachment. So the first step in soil erosion is breaking down those large particles into smaller ones. You know, they're obviously a lot easier to wash down the hill. So when that raindrop hits the soil surface, it explodes those big pieces into little ones. And so that's what we see on that backboard, is just them getting bounced up into the air and the erosion process starting to take place.
At that same field day, farmers were also shown a demonstration on the effective use of bioreactors and buffer zones, which have proven to reduce nitrate levels by as much as 60%. A vote to fill a vacant Iowa House of Representatives seat for Northwest Ames has been set for later this summer. Governor Kim Reynolds on Friday announced that the special election will be held August 6 to replace former state representative Lisa Heddens. Heddens, a 9-term Democrat, resigned from her seat earlier this week to serve on the Story County Board of Supervisors, leaving the House District 46 seat open. The Des Moines Register reports that the county parties will hold nominating conventions in the coming weeks to name their candidates for the office. Third-party or unaffiliated candidates can petition onto the ballot. The filing period closes on July 12th. That's your news here on KLEM.